Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Traveler's Guide to the Roman Empire. I'm Miss Cooper, coming to you from Knoxville, Tennessee. Today's June the 24th, 2016, and we're going to be talking about the Colosseum. This is one of Rome's most famous monuments. It's truly impressive, and it stood the test of time. From emperors, conquerors, fires, earthquakes, you name it, it's withstood it. So, how did this impressive structure come to be? So the Colosseum is also known as the Flavian Amphitheater. This is because of the emperors that commissioned and finished it. The Flavian dynasty contained Vespasian, Titus, and Domitian. Now, Vespasian was the one who commissioned the structure somewhere between 70 and 72 CE, but his son Titus was the one who finished it in 80 CE after he returned from conquering the province of Judea. This structure was important to the Romans for a variety of reasons. The Colosseum really marked a formal divide between the chaos and civil war that followed Nero in the end of the Julio-Claudian dynasty and the structure that the Flavians brought to the table. Romans despised Nero's excesses, so it was important for them to be able to bury his legacy and, by extension, his palatial estate, which we call the Domus Aurea or the Golden House. They filled in his house with dirt, drained the lake that was right beside it, and then built the Colosseum on top of that former lake. The Colosseum was massive. It could hold around 50,000 people at one time, so it's like a modern football stadium. It housed all sorts of spectacles, from animal fights, gladiator fights, and even mock naval battles. They would flood the Colosseum through a series of tunnels under the floor and hold mock naval battles with scaled down ships. So these battles drew people from every walk of life, from poor Romans all the way to senators. Now it's important to note that it was not considered proper for Roman women to attend the games, probably because of the violence. However, a certain class of priestesses called the Vestal Virgins had their own box in the Colosseum. These women had quite the prominent position in society. However, the topics of the Vestal Virgins and the positions of Roman women within society are topics for other podcasts at a later date. Now, if you wish to learn more about the Colosseum, go to www.history.com/topics/ancient-history/Colosseum. This has been an episode of Traveler's Guide to the Roman Empire. I'm your host, Miss Cooper, and have a great night.